Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, it's TOEIC time.
Oh, yay.
I love TOEIC.
My favorite subject.
Me too. I stay home all weekend and I just do TOEIC.
Nice. And you must have a really...
I don't really. But I would love to, because it sounds like so much fun. Mm-hmm. TOEIC's really interesting, really useful, and important, of course.
Yeah.
If you want to be studying overseas or getting a job in a big international company. And company life is actually what we're going to be talking about today. It seems that the company we're looking at, someone is leaving.
Oh, no.
Which is a good reason to study your TOEIC, because then you can get the job in the company, because someone is leaving a company. Of course, that probably means someone's quitting, moving to another job, maybe getting another kind of work. So we're going to find out what's going on at this company, who's leaving, why, and what's the whole deal. So let's check out our story.
A sweet surprise. I just heard that one of our senior employees is retiring.
Is it John, the one from the sales department?
Yes. He's been here for 10 years now. I think we should hold a farewell party for him. He's always been hardworking and nice to everyone here.
Great idea! But what can we do for him at the party?
Well, we could serve some food and play some music too.
I will pick out some snacks to bring and find a nice card that everybody can sign.
Sounds terrific! When should we have the party?
Next Friday is his last day, so we can have the party that afternoon. I think everything is in place. Is everybody ready?
Yes. I can't wait to see how he responds.
Oh, here comes John! Surprise!
Wow! Is this party for me? How sweet of you all.
We decided to have a party for you because it's your last day. We really appreciate your taking care of us, and we all signed this card.
It's really nice of everyone to do this for me. You know, working with you has been wonderful. I'm really thankful for what you've done today. I know that I will miss all of you. I wish you all the best.
It's no problem, John. We're all going to miss you too.
Word power!
Senior. Senior. My senior manager taught me a lot about being a good salesman. My senior manager taught me a lot about being a good salesman. Hold, 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 held, held. My boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. Hardworking. Hardworking. Adam is very hardworking and studies whenever he has time. Adam is very hardworking and studies whenever he has time. Serve. Serve, serve, served, served. The waitress served the customers salad before their meal. The waitress served the customers salad before their meal. Respond, respond. Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. Thankful. Thankful. Ethan is very thankful about his parents supporting him. Ethan is very thankful about his parents supporting him.
Okay, so you, Tiffany, yeah. That's mm-hmm. you.
Yes.
You're Tiffany.
It should be me.
And you're there, too.
Yeah.
You're everywhere.
I am.
You're like Lady Gaga. You're just everywhere. So Tiffany says, I just heard that one of our senior employees is retiring. Ah, okay, so they're not going to get a new job. They're going to have no job. Mm-hmm. If someone is retiring, it means an older person, and they're basically going to stop working. Mm-hmm. They're probably, you know, 60, 65, 70 years old. Or, I'm tired. I'm going to stay home and read books or play golf. No more working life for me. A senior employee, this also gives us the idea this person is older. When you call someone a senior or use it as an adjective, a senior person, a senior employee, it means a person who's been there a long time with experience, maybe older or maybe both, but certainly a person with a lot of wisdom and knowledge. For example, we could say my senior manager taught me a lot about being a good salesman. My senior manager, who's also probably a boss, taught me a lot about being a good salesman because they have experience.
Yes. Then the article says, Eric says, is it John, the one from the sales department?
Oh, he's senior. Okay. He's an older man.
Yeah, and apparently he's been doing really, really good at work too.
Okay.
Maybe his sales figures are very impressive.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for John.
So it's probably John.
Mm-hmm.
So what does the article say?
Well, Tiffany says, yes, John is the one. He's been here for 10 years now. Okay, that's quite a long time to be at a company. 10 years in the same place, in the same business. I think we should hold a farewell party for him, right? If you've been at a company for a while, people will often have a little, you know, goodbye party, something like that, when it's your last day at work. A farewell party is another way of saying it. Farewell and goodbye have the same meaning. So a party like that, he's always been hardworking and nice to everyone here. So he's a really good worker, a good employee. He works hard and he's nice, he's kind, he's helpful to all the people, so everyone likes him.
Right.
They're going to hold a party. Now, of course, you hold things in your hand, right? You might hold a pen in your hand or hold money in your hand if you're going to a store. You can also hold a special event. You can hold a party, hold a dinner, hold a meeting, something like that. So it means you're organizing some kind of activity. Lots of people are involved. It's not just for you. It's for many different people to come to some kind of special event. For example, we could say, my boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And we also saw that John was hardworking.
Right. Mm. Hardworking means to put a lot of effort into a job and to do it really well.
Mm.
Okay, so John was very hardworking. He put a lot of work and effort into his job as a salesman, probably, or working in the sales department.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did a good job at it as well.
Good for him.
Yeah, we can also take a look at our sample sentence. Adam is very hardworking and studies whenever he has time.
Mm-hmm.
Adam is very hardworking and studying whenever he has time. Okay, so that might guarantee him into getting maybe a good school or getting him getting good grades even.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If you're a hardworking person, you're definitely going to have some kind of success. Well, their coworker Stacy's listening in.
Mm-hmm.
What does she think of this goodbye party idea?
She says, great idea, but what can we do for him at the party?
Hmm.
And then Eric gives a really good suggestion. He says, well, we could serve some food and play some music too.
Okay.
So make it more livelier instead of like a plain and boring like cake and.
Hey, see you, John. Nice to know you.
Yeah.
No, they're gonna have food, music, maybe some dancing. Everyone's gonna have a good time.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very cheerful event.
Yeah.
Now, when you serve food or serve drinks, it means to give food or drinks to someone. For example, a lot of waiters and waitresses serve you food or drinks at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And what is our sample sentence?
It says the waitress served the customer salad before their meal. So she went to the kitchen, got the bowls of salad, put them on the table. It's just a polite way of, you know, preparing a meal or putting it on a table for someone. Of course, you can serve people if it's even not if it's your job, right? If your grandmother comes over, your mom might say, can you serve her some soup? You know, she has trouble standing up. She's a little old. So you're helping to bring her something as a good host.
Right.
You would always like to serve your guests. Okay, Tiffany says, I will pick out some snacks to bring and find a nice card that everyone can sign. Mm-hmm. Other things that you want to do for a party, snacks for people to eat and a card. That's a great way for the person that you're there, you know, the person who's having the party, for John to take this card home. Everyone can sign it, write their name in, and, you know, a little message. Good luck, John. Great working with you. You know, don't call us sometime. You know, don't be a stranger.
Right.
Let us know how you are. And then John can take that home, keep it. It's a nice souvenir or something from this party.
Yeah, definitely, especially if he's been working at the company for such a long time.
Sure.
So Stacy then says, sounds terrific. When should we have the party? So when something sounds terrific, it means that, I think it's great. In other words, you can say it sounds great. You can use other adjectives instead of terrific as well.
Sounds
you can use, like,
awesome.
You can also use negative.
Sounds horrible.
As well.
Sounds terrible. But sounds terrific, of course. Yeah, it sounds like a really good idea. When should we have the party? Mm-hmm. Planning a party when is difficult because people are often busy. Let's see when they choose. Well, Tiffany says next Friday is his last day. That's a good choice. So we can have the party that afternoon. Yeah, good idea. Yeah. It's the end of the working week. People have finished all their work. They're a little more relaxed. So here we are. We're going to jump forward in time, aren't we?
Right. So this happens on a Friday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiffany or I will gather everyone for John's party.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So next, what happens on Friday afternoon then?
Well, here we are. It's Friday. It's getting ready for the party. Tiffany's looking around. She kind of sees the snacks, the drinks, the cards ready. We got some music playing. She says, I think everything is in place. Everything is in place. It means it's where it should be. All the food's on the table. The drinks are ready. The ice is there. Is everybody ready? Okay. So, yes, they're preparing the party, getting things in place. What does Eric think?
He says, yes, I can't wait to see how he responds.
Mm.
So I guess it's also kind of like a surprise party as well.
Right.
So John doesn't know that they're planning this event for him.
Cool.
Okay, so Eric wants to see how he responds. And respond is a word pair word. It's a verb and it means to give an answer to someone or something. So you can say something to someone or you can even react to something that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. So she basically answered all of her emails.
That's right. You can respond, of course, by email or writing if you're doing a letter. You can respond to someone's phone call by answering. You can respond to a question. Someone asks you a question, you give an answer. You can respond to that. And in this one, John could even respond just by smiling or looking surprised, right? If you give someone a gift, they're not expecting, oh, wow, thanks. You know, they're responding just by looking happy and looking excited. So when something happens, it's what happens after that. That's how you respond, okay?
Right.
We can also respond badly. You know, if you go up to someone and say, your hair's ugly, they might respond by saying, hey, shut up, or something like that.
Or so it's, slap.
Exactly. They could slap you or kick you in the leg or something like that. So it's just a way of acting after someone does something. Okay, well, Stacy's excited. She says, oh, here comes John. They're probably whispering and hiding maybe behind the door or under a table. Surprise! You can imagine everyone's jumping out. Hopefully John's not too old because
he might have for a heart
he'll
attack.
Be too surprised. No, he wasn't.
Right, because John says, wow, is this party for me? How sweet of you all.
Aww.
So he really is genuinely surprised, and he didn't expect any of this at all.
That's right, and he responds in a very nice, happy way. How sweet of you all. It's like, how kind of you.
Right.
What a thoughtful, nice thing to do for me. Tiffany says, we decided to have a party for you because it's your last day. All right, so she's just kind of telling why they did all this stuff, and then she explains more. We really appreciate your taking care of us, and we all signed this card. Remember, John is senior. He's been very kind and helpful to a lot of the staff. Maybe on their first day, he was helpful to tell them what to do and where to go and stuff. So they appreciate. They really understand and want to thank him for doing nice things, for taking care of them. And, of course, they got this little gift, the card, and everyone signed it. So that's nice. John can take that home, read it, and have wonderful memories.
Definitely. John then says, it's really nice of everyone to do this for me. Mm-hmm. You know, working with you has been wonderful. So he's kind of giving like a speech about how he feels working with the company and maybe how he feels leaving as well.
Yeah.
He then continues to say, I'm really thankful for what you've done today. I know that I will miss all of you. I wish you all the best. So I think he's had a really, really good time at the company. It's okay. Don't cry.
I'm going to miss John.
He's going to stay in touch with us.
I hope so.
Yeah. He has your number.
Does he?
Yeah, I think
How?
So.
I never met John.
I don't know.
But I'm going to miss him.
But he's
so
going to find some. He's going to find a way to keep in touch with you.
Absolutely. And John says he's very thankful. If you're thankful, it means you're filled with this wanting to thank everybody. They mm-hmm. did something nice for you. They were really wonderful. And you want to kind of say thankful. So, you know, when your friends get together for your birthday, or when your parents buy you a really great gift for Christmas, or, you know, something like that. Or maybe even, you know, you get a good mark on your test that you thought you had failed, but you realize, I did okay. So you're thankful. You just want to say thank you to everyone because you understand how wonderful this is, how lucky you are.
Right.
For example, we could say Ethan is very thankful about his parents supporting him. Ethan is very thankful about his parents supporting him. He knows how hard his mom and dad work to make money, to buy him nice things and give mm-hmm. him a place to live. And, you know, he loves them for that. He's thankful that they do such good things for him. All right, Tiffany says, it's no problem, John. We're all going to miss you, too. Mm. Are you going to miss John?
I think so, especially if you meet someone who's such a caring and nice coworker. It's definitely going to be hard to see them go sometimes.
Well, I know that John's going to miss you, too. He told
me that. He's going to miss you,
too. You're a sweetie, and John understands that. So, well, before we say goodbye to John, we're going to have to take a short break. And I'll try not to cry.
It's okay.
Well, it's sad, isn't it? But moving on is part of life, right? Mm-hmm. We leave schools, we leave jobs, we might even leave our city, you know, and move to another part of the world. So it's something we all have to do, but it never really gets easy, saying goodbye to the people you care for.
Right, but luckily with technology today, we're able to keep in touch.
That's true.
Through like emails or smartphones.
Yeah, you can Skype people, you can, it's almost like you're in the same room.
Yeah, that's so true. I think luckily we have these kind of tools to kind of, you know, keep us communicating and to keep us in touch.
Now you mention it, I'm not going to miss John.
Really?
I can just Skype him or FaceTime him or, you know, Twitter with him. I can tweet with him.
Oh, right.
But wait, John's old, so maybe he doesn't know how to use a computer.
Maybe he only knows how to pick up a phone call.
Interesting.
You can always ask him out for lunch.
That's true. That's true, but it's not quite the same as seeing, you know, a person you like every day. So that's a good lesson for us all. Appreciate the people around you, the people you love, your good friends. Because, of course, they'll be there, but maybe they won't be quite so close in the future. Mm-hmm. So it's good to kind of, you know, tell your friends how thankful you are, how you appreciate them. Because someday when you say goodbye, it's not going to be easy like saying goodbye to John.
Yeah, cherish every single moment. It's all right.
I'm okay. We'll miss you, John, and we'll miss you guys, too. So stay well, stay in touch, and we'll see you all again very soon in the near future. Bye.
Bye,
bye John. See ya.
Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure.
Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure.
诶，你一定有听过预防胜于治疗吧？像是要预防感冒，很多人会想到维他命 C, vitamin C, 对吧？又或者是说，你有没有听过这么一句英文的俚语 ？An apple a day keeps the doctor away。这句话其实就是表示说，预防重于治疗呢。只要平常有好好照顾身体，免疫力就会比较好，也就比较不容易感冒啊生病了。说到这里呢，我们就来谈谈今天的小聚会。Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure.这是什么意思呢？就是好好照顾你的身体，毕竟呢，预防胜于治疗。Take care of 就是照顾好的意思，后面可以接人、事物，像是 take care of your little brother， 照顾好你的弟弟。Take care of the garden， 照顾好花园。中间使用的是 after all， after all 呢是一个常用的片语，中文意思是毕竟。 想要进一步解释前面那句话的时候是很好用的哦。最后呢，这半句一定要学起来啦。这边用 good 的比较级 better than 表示什么比什么好。最后一个字是 cure， 名词，治疗的意思。后半句 prevention is better than cure 合在一起呢，就是预防总比生了病再来治疗好。那最后我们再来复习一次今天学到的句子吧。 Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure. Okay, you guys take care. See you next time. Bye bye.
Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure.
Take care of your body. After all, prevention is better than cure.
A sweet surprise.
I just heard that one of our senior employees is retiring.
Is it John, the one from the sales department?
Yes, he's been here for 10 years now. I think we should hold a farewell party for him. He's always been hardworking and nice to everyone here.
Great idea! But what can we do for him at the party?
Well, we could serve some food and play some music too.
I will pick out some snacks to bring and find a nice card that everybody can sign.
Sounds terrific! When should we have the party?
Next Friday is his last day, so we can have the party that afternoon. I think everything is in place. Is everybody ready?
Yes, I can't wait to see how he responds.
Oh, here comes John. Surprise!
Wow, is this party for me? How sweet of you all.
We decided to have a party for you because it's your last day. We really appreciate your taking care of us, and we all signed this card.
It's really nice of everyone to do this for me. You know, working with you has been wonderful. I'm really thankful for what you've done today. I know that I will miss all of you.I wish you all the best.
It's no problem, John. We're all going to miss you too. Senior. Senior. My senior manager taught me a lot about being a good salesman. My senior manager taught me a lot about being a good salesman.Hold, hold, hold, held, held. My boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. My boss held a meeting with us at 2 p.m. Hard working, hard working. Adam is very hard working.And studies whenever he has time. Adam is very hardworking and studies whenever he has time. Serve, 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 served, served. The waitress served the customers salad before their meal.The waitress served the customer's salad before their meal. Respond. Respond. Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. Caitlin responded to all of her emails this morning. Thankful. Thankful. Ethan.Is very thankful about his parents supporting him. Ethan is very thankful about his parents supporting him.